it really kind of started out as a joke. He had a brother that lived in a nearby town that sent him a big old 10-gallon hat that actually had a bullet hole in the brim of it. He didn't know how it got there, but he thought Nat needed to have it. Nat received, got it, and he nailed it to one of the rafters in his store. And that's sort of how it started. Other of his customers would come in and see that hat on the wall, and they wanted their hat on the wall. And over a 50 years, there was an accumulation of a little over 500 hats.
Are the cowboy hats in northern Texas different from other parts of Texas or other parts of the American West?
I don't think so. I think they're all very similar, and many people wear the Stetson hat. You're probably familiar with the name,
mm-hmm.
and the Resist All hat. I don't think they're any different than they are anywhere in Texas. We have, of course, this is ranching country and oil country up in this part of the world. The Wagner Ranch, for instance, I believe is about 650,000 acres of continuous ranch land. It's not it's not anything intervening there. It's all one piece of property. That's the biggest ranch. And, of course, there's many other small ranches. And there's a good many of these hats that we have, of course, are from the cowboys that work these ranches and the owners. And we have them of other business people. Everybody here that almost that wears a hat wears a Western hat. You never see anything else but a Western hat on anybody.
Do the cowboy hats in the exhibit have any subtle adjustments or style which might indicate their use for one thing as opposed to another?
They sure do. They would get them to where they liked the way they fit. And they wore them until some of them are just in pretty bad shape before they'd buy a new one. They had a way that they creased them. They had a way that they held the brim. And you can just tell by looking at some of these hats how they took them on and off. Of course, they were also worn by oil field workers and businessmen and, as I say, by ranch hands. Some of them have oil on them. Some of them are covered with mud. There are not very many that are just real, real clean, except for some of the businessmen. They look pretty nice. I think actually some of them they might have gone into his store, bought a hat, and just handed it to him to nail on the wall. They look brand new.
Are there any famous hats? Anyone that some people in the United States or around the world might know?
You know, well, at one time he had a Gene Autry hat. We never did get it. It was on loan to Nat, and when they heard he was closing his store, they picked it up. That was the only. We have a Dale Robertson hat. Dale Robertson was had a TV series, I believe, and probably did some Western filmmaking.